Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
Apparently the new Nike jerseys, they fit amazing, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like...
Yeah, I heard they're great.
Just like the ones
Rim
that
liquor
you got.
Style.
It's a similar fit.
How is the how is our jerseys, by the way?
Great.
You never played in them? You played in them?
Yeah. I'm asking you.
They're all right, yeah.
Holy, what a fucking hater, man.
Man, I don't know about the hats, jerseys.
That's why the hats aren't on Expedited right now.
I don't care what jersey we wear,
You can't tell the difference between
I'm trying to make sure my ankle doesn't swell up and break. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
That's because your salt intake is through the roof, man.
That's what this guy told me last episode. I just heard the playback on that. He says, this guy likes his sweet drinks. He's putting Splenda in his drinks. He's like, you know, your water retention is going to be so high.
Yeah, man.
This guy.
There's nothing protecting it, man.
This guy's just telling the stranger from Australia about my problems, man. Fuck.
You're not protecting it, man.
I actually played last night. I was telling B, I was able to get my ankle brace in my shoe, and that helped 1,000 times.
You got to get a new shoe, man.
That's the key.
Why?
Because bought me these shoes in Toronto, so I got to play with them for a bit.
What size are your feet?
11.
Yo, I still have KD1s, eh?
Oh, shit.
I've only worn, like, 3 times.
How come you didn't like them?
They weren't comfortable. They weren't comfortable, and then I moved to, I got the LeBron, I think they were, like, 9s? I think I got those. Yeah, I got those, and then, and then I didn't play a year after that, but I still bought a pair. I just bought like a nice pink Hyper Dunks, just to kick around with. No, don't worry about it.
I need to buy some new shoes, actually.
Not me, man. If you do, man, I'm telling you right now, Nike IDs, man. They're the best thing ever.
Can't get that 50%, though.
I don't even know what they are.
Nike IDs?
Yeah.
So you can customize whatever like signature shoe you want, like the shoe I have.
Okay.
Like the KDs.
Yeah.
So I Nike'd ID those. So like you could put like your name on it and you could customize the color.
Okay.
You could do anything you want with it, however you want it to be, the way you want, right? So which is nice. Yeah, you're paying maybe like $50 more, but in the end it's like it's your shoe, right? Like you know what I mean?
Like, is that the program they had with like NBA 2K where like you could make your shoe in the game and then get it made by
Yeah, you could do that. It's the same thing, really. Yeah. But
that's crazy.
Why would you want to do it in a game when you just do it on the computer, man?
Yeah. You know what I mean? On Nike.
Like, it's not even basketball shoes.
You don't want to do it on 2K.
It's not even basketball shoes. You could do, like,
running shoes.
You could do running shoes, like free runs and stuff like that. You could do, even Adidas does it, like the Ultra Boost. You can do your own colorway Ultra Boost.
I don't own any other shoes, like sporting shoes, besides basketball shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Not me, man. Like, I think at one point I kind of parted myself away from, like, Nike and Adidas and all that.
Yeah.
I parted my way for a while from that, but then I was like, you know what? Like, I have to get back to it.
That's the one thing.
What a big difference, man.
Yeah, Nike's such, like, it's fucking hard to not, like, ignore Nike, man.
No, I've always went Nike, except for 1 year where I went LA Gear.
You went LA Gear?
I went LA Gear, like, back in the day. Like, you probably weren't even alive yet, B. But, like, LA Gear, like.
I've never heard of that.
They were weird. I was
LA Gear's sick, man. LA Gear's, like, equivalent to, like, Puma, right? Like, the status of Puma. That's LA Gear.
They were like suede basketball shoes with like neon before like anyone put neon on their shoes. They look super slick.
What was your first?
They were heavy.
What was your first basketball shoe?
Oh, my first real basketball shoe would have been I don't even know what they called. It was like the Nike like Ultra Cut Zoom or something like that. Like it was a weird like obscure.
Okay,
but it had like. Our old school colors.
Okay.
So it was the only ones who had like forest green on them.
Oh, okay,
so I bought them like the first year playing JV ball or whatever.
My dad bought me forest grade green. One. My dad bought me Jordan. I think they were Jordan 5s.
Okay.
That's
they were on sale. They were on sale for
just
like.
Show up just stuck on these kids.
Yeah, I had
kids.
Jordan 1s, man. Just rocking them hard, man.
That's it.
Yeah, no, I never had anything serious until I got like.
I don't remember what my first one was.
Way older.
I had Air Reeds. Do you remember Air Reed?
No, I don't even know.
So Air Reed was a signature shoe that they used to do kind of like Hyper Dunks. It had like two straps on the thing. So it was like
it for?
X. It was for Larry Johnson and Tim Hardaway. Sick. Yeah, I had a pair of those.
That's sick.
I had a pair of Grant Hill Fila's.
Okay. Yeah, Grant Hill.
Grant Hill Fila's, man. I had a pair of those. I had a little Penny.
Those were the shoe. Those I always
ones,
wanted.
I had the Penny
shoes.
Ones. I had T-Mac ones. I had.
Oh, that was one of the coolest pair of shoes I had. Was the T-Macs. They were like red and black, and they had like the wood grain in the back. Oh yeah. Man, those were fucking sick. But those pennies, yeah, I so choked because
those are hard ass leather though. Those
hard leather, man.
Like that too is T-Max. The leather on like the upper, it was like cardboard. Man.
Hard rock.
Yeah,
I had a pair of I had Son of a Glove. So Gary Payton's like the zipper shoe. I had those, the first one. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
And then I kind of dropped like. I know. I had Jordan 11s. But then I just dropped. Like, I just didn't really care about shoes. Like, I just, like, just played.
Do you remember the Scottie Pippins?
Like, yeah, the my red brother, and black ones? My brother had the red ones, All-Star ones.
Yeah.
Harpo had the red ones.
Oh, those
like,
are
the ones with the air on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty dope.
Harpo had the all-red, like, 1993, man. Like, we're big, like, not Manu, but, like... Like, me and Harpo were big into the shoes and shit like that.
Well, the stuff like that is like collector's items, right? Like, stuff that you can
It's fucking hot in here, man.
That's dope. All red.
All red, man.
Thank you, yeah. That's dope.
It's collector's items. Like, stuff that you can actually, like, hold in your hand. Like, CDs. Like, I remember going out and buying just, like, a bunch of different CDs with the CD covers. And, like, still having those. And, like, you cut out the covers and you put them down. Or, like... old video games where you still have like the boxes that you put on like the old Super Nintendo or NES cartridges. Like I still have those laid out in my office upstairs or whatever. Yeah. But now everything's digital.
So yeah, so with like a few things I want to talk about digital here. So I always feel like there's pros and cons as like I'm looking at a business standpoint. So we talked about earlier like I guess there's what's that game called? Red Dead Redemption?
Red Dead Redemption 2, baby.
Yeah, so that's coming out this year, right? Or this month, actually.
There's World Posse.
And B, you talked about when you used to work at Best Buy, how, like, I don't know if you just want to go over it just one more time for everyone to listen.
So, do I just about Red Dead, you mean?
Yeah, just the story that you told us.
Yeah, so about Red Dead Redemption, like, now so many people are hyped about it. I don't give a fuck about it, but so many people are hyped about it. I used to work in the gaming section at Best Buy. And when the first Red Dead Redemption came out, I remember it wasn't like a blockbuster hit. It was more probably like an entry level game, I would say, but it was still priced highly. So they dropped the price to like $29 or $19 or something like that. And it just started flying off the shelves. Cause I guess reviews start coming in. People start realizing like, oh shit, just cause it's not a boom.
What year was this?
A boom title. I don't remember. Probably maybe 2013 or so. I don't know when that came out. And we couldn't keep it in stock, so they raised the price to like $39.49 because it went back. Because this is probably within 2 months they decreased it, right? And then, like, even for Christmas and whatnot, you couldn't get the game. It was like people would come in, would be like, "Yo, like we don't have it; it's sold out." And the look on people's face would be like, "Oh, what?" Like moms coming in, like for their like little kids trying to get it, like whatever, and. Yeah, like it became a game that was just sought after. So
think about the classic supply and demand, right? Very little supply, but heavy demand for it. Now, that could just drag for months and months and months of, you know, I want this so bad. Now, people are going to advertise it. There's high publicity about it, right? And like, you know, it's on the news. Like, you know, this is the game to get and all that stuff. Or just anything in general. Even phones. Let's stick with the digital part. But, like, nowadays, everything is, oh, you know what? You can just get it from the store. You can get it online at the store. So it's like, oh, you got it? Yeah, I got it. Right? Anyone can just download it. So there's no, like...
no status anymore.
There's no status. I have it. And there's no, like, you know, you waiting in line back in the day. Oh, man, this is coming out. I'm going to wait in line and get it. I got it, man. Like, when Halo 2 came out, you just go and pick it up. Right? Midnight, go pick it up. You got it, and then you go home and play it. It's not like that anymore. It's like, okay, I'm just going to download it. What time? Oh, is it there? Okay, it's there. I'm going to go play it right now. So, like, the status of it is gone, and it just seems like once you have it, like, the phase, it's just phased out a week after, right? What's next now? You know what I mean? Like, it seems like we're at the age where it's just like, okay, I got this. What's next now? Right?
But wouldn't you, don't you like trading that, the status for the convenience, though? Or are you saying that you really miss being like the only one that had
convenience
like
convenience is nice.
Mad
you
on
can't,
your block.
But that, well, that's the positive negative. Like you can't knock the convenience. Like,
No. You
like,
can't.
Like how good does it feel when you're playing one game, and you're like, "Fuck, let me play this," and you don't even have to do anything.
No, like don't get me wrong. Right? It's so convenient nowadays, but at the same time. You missed that whole, I went out of my way just to get this, just to go play it. You know what I mean? Like, just to go get it. But well, now it's just...
Yeah, well, like, I remember, like, Madden. Like, every year Madden came out, and then Best Buy, like, in the States, they always did the midnight release. And I was like, fuck, man. Like, I want to start playing. And then they started doing it here in Canada. So then, like, yeah, for about 4 years straight, I'd go and I'd be the first, not first in line, but I'd
Holy
be...
Holy shit.
Hey, I was... We were big into Madden before.
You're
big into Madden.
You're not big into Madden anymore?
No, that was, yeah, that's the thing, man. Because now Madden crosses over with 2K, so I always had to choose one or the other to get really good into. Because, like, the buttons are so crazy now on these games that I got to pick one and then focus on that motherfucker. But, so you always go, always
you can't
go.
Can't be 2K, man.
I love 2K, and that's, I chose 2K over Madden in the last few years.
I think it's those pre-order, like, bonuses and stuff, too. Because now, I remember, yeah, for Madden, for Call of Duty, we were crazy, like, Call of Duty, yeah. There's been times where, like, for Call of Duty, you're waiting because the best thing is, like, it's launch week or something. Cause that's all you would do, right?
Yeah.
You don't have anything else to do.
That's all you look forward to, yeah.
You have nothing else to do. You're just school, whatever, and games, and you're just looking forward to it. So once that week comes, they would usually come out on a Tuesday, right? All games?
Yeah.
So Monday comes around, you're pumped all day at school or work or whatever. You're ready to go. Everyone's like, yo, what are we going to do? Where are we meeting before the midnight release, whatever, right? And we would always go to, like, a McDonald's or something, grab some nice, like, whatever you want to eat, go to the line. And there used to be lineups.
Did you say go to McDonald's, grab something nice, whatever
Whatever.
You
whatever
yeah,
you want
man.
To eat.
Like a quarter
there's
pounder.
Nice at midnight,
instead of a cheeseburger, you get a quarter pounder, man.
That's
amazing.
Nice, man.
Amazing.
That's just cholesterol.
Maybe a nice fillet of fish.
There used to be legitimate lines, though. Like, the lines, you would...
Oh,
like,
for sure.
You would walk into a Call of Duty with, like, 50-plus people.
Yeah.
Like, in front of Future Shop or Best Buy or
that's
whatever.
Right.
Yeah. But now with the pre-order bonuses, it's like... Because companies, they save money, man, on... Not
big time,
because
you don't have to ship
physical.
Out as much. You don't have to worry about shipping. So, like, you don't have to worry about production. So you do save the money. Here's what I want
to... Before you finish, all they have to do is give you the game 12 hours early. You know what
I mean?
There
you go. And you're gonna buy it.
You're
going to
buy it.
Extra.
And it's even the same. They don't care if it's the same. It's just you buy it for the same. You buy it digital. Here's it 12 hours earlier. Don't make me waste my time on this, because I don't even know if they do midnight releases for anything anymore.
No, I think it depends on what it is.
Yeah, I think the bigger games.
Because you still have to sell the physical copies, right?
But like, getting back to that midnight release for, like, Call of Duty, like, I know, like, for us, like, multiplayer games weren't super big at the time, where it was like, if you got a game at midnight, like, you'd go over to someone's house and you'd be playing it with those guys. Like, so for Call of Duty, of like Versus and stuff like that, did you guys all meet up beforehand and then everyone left and went to their own houses to play online? Or?
Yeah. Well, we just dip. We'd be like, yo, come on, hurry up. But there was a slight divide because one of the Call of Duties, most of the years, it was just you pop it in and you can play
it. You can play it right away.
But then it started coming where you had to download it.
You
couldn't play it. So you couldn't play before like 2, 3.
Yeah. So think about you getting a game that you're so hyped for, and you get it at midnight, you put it in, and you're like, okay, there's an update you have to do, and everyone's updating this fucking game, right? You're not going to play it till the next day.
It's still worth it, though, because now... Or I wouldn't be able to say this, you know, like when I'm talking about this, for example, you're excited about it. Or when you're talking about it, Bill, you're excited about it. It's this is what we had to, like, sure, you did it, but now it's like, it was way better. Like, I just got Madden, like, probably a month ago now. I just quickly went and grabbed it from the store. Like, I can't really say anything about that, right? I just play the game now, so.
Yeah, like, again, like, it's not like... I think it's the whole experience of going to it. It's not there anymore, right? Like, you lose that experience, again, Madden, Midnight Launch, Halo, Call of Duty, whatever.
Oh, Halo?
Yeah, like,
when
you
Halo
go there.
3 was about
yeah,
to
you
draw?
Go there in line. You go there in line and you just wait and then you get whatever you want. And these fucking guys who are working there are just trying to fucking upsell you hard.
No, because they got to sell that warranty.
Warranty.
At night?
And the player's guide,
warranty?
Man. The player guide. They always. Yeah. You sure you don't want this player's guide, man?
Fuck
yeah.
Man.
I remember I used
to. God, the internet, buddy.
I almost bought the console one time. Like the, you know, they have the branded consoles.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they'll be selling the game, but they'll have a couple of the consoles branded too, right?
Right, right.
And I remember when a couple of my friends like bought the whole Xbox 360 with like Modern Warfare 2 branding. And
That shit was dope too.
That's crazy. And you come, imagine that you come home, the game's nicely like packaged in there, the box, you open everything, you set it all up, right? Yeah.
See, that's the thing though. I think we're saying that and we're looking back all nostalgic because like, you know, like we're older and we went through that. But like, I don't think these kids are missing out on that. Like, why the hell do they want to go and line up or ask their parents for a ride or like have to stay up late when they're just like, boom, just download it.
I know.
Get the preload. And then you just meet up with your buddies and you're playing already.
It's the adventure, man.
Still excited for it.
Yeah, they're excited for the game and playing it. They're not excited for like hopping on a bus and going to like Saint Vitale, the only place you can find the game.
That's the adventure about it. You know what I mean? Like you get like a nice thrill about it. Like,
well, that's just like I guess like how farmers have like the adventure of like, you know, like slaughtering their own cows and stuff like
that. What does that have to do with fucking video
games? What I'm saying is like for us that was the adventure. I don't think it translates anymore to the newer generation.
That's even with like music. Hey, like new album launching. Okay, we have to go to the store and pick it up before it gets sold out, right? You're like, shit, this album's sold out. Where am I supposed to go and get this? Now it's just like, oh, midnight launch, boom, got it. Let's listen to it. Oh, I already know the album back and forth.
I think that's why music's a little more kind of forgetful now too, like we were talking earlier, because we're talking digital versus physical here, really. So nowadays, like, there's been probably 10 plus albums dropped in the last 3 months that I want to listen to like thoroughly, but it's just, I don't really, before it was like, oh, this dropped. Oh, let me go to Pirate Bay. Let me get the album or buy it.
Speak
whatever,
for yourself.
Whatever. Right? let me speak for Pirate Bay. 80% of people.
You mean Napster, baby.
Let me speak for 80% of people. Go to Pirate Bay or whatever. You grab the torrent, whatever. And then you have to plug your phone in, make sure it's all good. Transfer it over. You make sure it's in the app. And then you're ready to listen. It's like, yo, I went through these steps, and now I have it, and I can play it.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I love right? how the complaint is like, man, this guy had to go and torrent this shit.
No,
like,
no,
I
no,
had to
listen,
go to the torrent.
No,
had to we used to have to walk to the fucking store, man.
No, that's fine, but you didn't let me finish. But the two things that are related there is that you actually had to be like, I like this enough to do X, X, and X, not just press add on Apple Music. Because you add it, and I have many. I add it, I'll never listen to it because it just sits there.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz you didn't, it wasn't like, man, I actually like this artist.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me go through XYZ so I can have it when I'm driving or have it when I'm whatever. Right?
See, to me with that, like let's cross it over. The pro of a digital launch like that is like, hey, you know, 10 minutes before you're actually doing it, hey, I'm launching this album at midnight. Holy fuck, you're launching this album? You know what I mean? Like, you can't do that with when it comes to a physical copy. Hey, I'm going to launch this album. Everyone get wait in line. No, no one's fucking... I don't care who you are. No one's waiting in line.
10 minutes notice?
Yeah, at midnight just to get your album, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but like when it comes to something like that, hey, midnight launch. Holy shit, I knew... Like, look at Carter 5. Like, I don't want to keep on talking about him again, but again, he's like, hey, on my birthday, I'm just going to launch the album on my birthday. Holy shit, you're going to launch, you're actually going to do it? You know what I mean?
Do you think it's the same though? Do you think
you get you get the similar thrill?
No, but say you were waiting for an album.
Yeah.
Or fans of a certain artist were waiting for an album. There's only a certain amount of fans that wait for an album from a certain artist. So do you think the people that go onto the app and add it when they say, "Oh, it's launching in 2 days," is there a difference? Like are the people adding it on that day the same as the people that'll be waiting in line? Like, is it worth the same to them?
Oh, for sure.
Oh yeah,
for
sure. So that's where I was getting at.
It's still the same there.
Yeah, exactly. When it comes to music like that, I think it's very similar. Like to
but
like
there's a lot of strays too, though.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure, you're gonna pull in a way larger audience. Like even like what you're saying, like for the Carter or whatever, or like when Eminem did his album, it's like. You heard about the midnight release, and I wasn't like following blogs, being like, okay, this is coming out real soon. But I woke up the next morning, and they're like, check my timeline. And they're like, yeah, new album out. I'm like, okay, well, boom, and I can just go and download it. And then I listen to that thing. I'm like, yeah, this is sick. When you guys are talking about the Carter, 10 minutes later, I'm able to put that on my phone and listen to it. Was I going to go to the store and go buy it? If you said that, it might take me a week or 2 weeks before
right.
I forgot.
But
to
I mean,
it, right?
And that's what I was saying. Like when it comes to the pro version of a digital age, when it comes to music, that's way better than you, hey, you know, going in line and getting this album and go home and listen to it in your Discman or whatever, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like this album's launching. Holy shit, this album's fucking out midnight. I'm going to get it. I can't wait, right? It's right there. But I think when it comes to other things, like, you know, like, I think movies is a little bit different. Movies is still, it's like, okay, I got to watch this movie, man, when it comes out in the movie theaters, right? Like, I'm not going to be like, yo, I can't wait till this goes on digital. I'm going to download it. Yeah. It's not like that.
Nah, right? That is what it's for me. I won't even lie.
That's kind of weird now you say that.
Right?
They don't, like, put it up on something and be like, oh, in the theater it comes out Thursday night. Here you go, buy it digitally to rent for $10 when it comes out. Do they do that?
No, they've been talking about it.
What they do is
they call it a super ticket, right? So if you get the tickets to the movie, right?
Yeah.
I think it's for like $10 more or something like that. I could be wrong. But you get the copy of the digital version when the movie launches on.
But why if I want to watch it that night?
No, it's going to be.
Why if I don't
want
to go to the theater? But I just want to rent it and just watch it at home.
They won't do it.
Yeah, they don't want to do that, right?
No, because they're going to lose so much money.
They might make more money.
No, I don't think so. They'll lose more money.
That's debatable right now because some people are talking about trying to do that. Like, they're talking about doing simultaneous launches where it goes to both. But right now, like, you're right. The big motion picture people want to try to push you to go to the theater.
They want you to go there because they know that's where the money's at.
It's kind of like the whole thing with like CDs before, right? Like everyone was super hard against streaming and slow to the race because they wanted to keep you buying the actual physical CDs.
But I think with CDs, everyone understood, hey, like we see what we're moving to, right? MP3 players, etc. People can see it. If you didn't see it, it was you're very
blind. Well, that's what happened to like a lot of the bigger companies. Like a lot of the streaming companies first went to like these established places being like, are you interested in this? Like I think even Netflix went to like Blockbuster for like funding and stuff.
So they were like,
get out of here. No, and now look what happened.
So Blockbuster could have bought Netflix for like $3 million.
Yeah. So, I mean, they all had their opportunities, but it was just kind of last one to the dance, man.
Yeah.
That's just mind blowing.
But then again, if you think about it though, like what would Blockbuster do if they bought Netflix? It's not like they were going to own their competition.
They'd own the competition.
I know, but I mean, like they
or kill it or whatever.
But I mean, you wouldn't have ever. Maybe you've never experienced Netflix before. Then it would have been like, oh shit, Hulu. Fuck, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, eventually, if they didn't change their mindset, definitely another streaming would have.
You wouldn't have with the content of
or we have Netflix and now it's owned by Blockbuster.
Yeah, that's the other way to think about
you
it.
You could.
They come around and it's like they have
this
asset.
There's a reason why Blockbuster is out of business because they didn't join the whole, streaming service. They had the tools for it, absolutely.
Yeah. They actually put something out like very, very late, like in their last year-ish, they put something out for that.
This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems, and we got a brand new segment we're about to debut. I'm going to kick it back over to the infamous Nick Dugal.
Yes, Nick Dugal. I think we need to do. I'm going to change it up. I think we need to do like a black and brown power ranking.
A minority power ranking.
No, it's not minority.
It's just straight black and brown.
Black and brown power ranking. How's that?
Take that, Cindy Chang.
Each week, we rank 1 to 5 top whatever black-brown mix. Doesn't matter who it is. So why don't we do that?
So why if they fall out? Like if, say, someone's number one.
Yeah.
And something sways so much that the next week.
They're gone.
Out of the top five.
They're gone.
We don't even mention them?
Don't even mention them.
But you'll probably have to mention what happened, though. Like why? You know what I mean? Like
why is that person
number one? And then. We do 1 to 5, and there's not even a mention of their name.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Reason why, right?
Or do you just boot them out of there?
Heartless, baby.
You just boot them out of there and put them on the list, man. That's it.
I got number 5. Let's do it. Man.
You got number 5?
All right, let's hear it. For old time's sake.
Let's hear it.
He blocked you on Twitter.
Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby.
Oh,
number
man.
Five. For old time's sake.
Cosby was number 1 on my list this week, man. Cosby was number 1 on my list, man.
You don't want to put Cosby number 1 on anything anymore, man.
Number 1?
Trust me.
Look, he did. If we look back before all the crimes he committed, or I guess we don't even know when he committed all the crimes. But just because he was like the TV dad, number one, you can put him as number five. Plus, he's still getting a lot of attention. At least he's telling us what not to do in his old age, right?
Okay, let me ask you a question. You're saying he's like, okay, yeah, he portrayed a dad on TV. But let's talk about that place where they lived in. So you had a lawyer and you had a doctor. And you're living in that house in New York? You should be racking in the money, man.
But that is a crazy house in New York. There was like a three-story brownstone in New York, yeah. Man. And they had a backyard. They actually had a backyard and where they were like barbecuing stuff.
I think the neighborhood that like in the show they say they live in is supposed to be like a rich suburb and whatnot too.
Like that's the thing about like New York. Like it's such a crazy thing. Like,
I know that.
Like you remember, we might have even talked about it on the show, but like I think it was Terry that was telling us this, maybe? I can't remember.
Who's Terry?
From DreamWorks. We're going to get her back again this season, so don't worry about it. Yeah. but we were talking about like someone outliving in like Miami where they're living and they're just crushing it out in Miami, living in this crazy house with like a pool upstairs, pool downstairs in this house. And this was back in probably like the 80s or something, but you're paying like $1,200 rent. And then they're like, oh, like they met this person and like, well, I'm going to move out with my girlfriend and it's in New York. So they go around and the girlfriend's like, you should probably live with me. Like, let's live together and we'll get a place. It's like, no, I'll find my own place. I was crushing it in Miami. I think I can find a place here. And then like all the places that she went and looked at were just like shitholes for the same amount of money. So, I mean, like New York is like real estate is crazy expensive.
No, don't get me wrong about that. But I'm thinking like in the 80s, early 90s. I don't know.
I think he just wanted to be like a rapper. Like, he just wanted to be like a rapper household, man. Just crazy pools everywhere. No. Like,
is that what you expected them to be living in or what?
Yes. No. Another thing is, you said he was like a TV dad. Like, did you watch Cosby?
Yeah. Heavily? I watched Cosby heavily.
Was he like a father figure to you?
I wouldn't go that far. But a lot of people do.
You wouldn't go that far now.
Yeah, for sure, not now.
5 years ago, would you have, if that you got asked that question?
No, because, like, I don't know.
Not a father figure. Like, we're not saying it to the point of literal father figure. It's like, when you watched the show, did it make you think of, like, you know what I mean?
Did you learn values while watching the show?
Yeah, exactly. The great way to pose it.
Yeah, I would.
Someone sent him a dick pic.
I would say there was a lot of values. It was kind of like that full household vibe that you got, or what is that other, Family Matters, where like you would get to the end of some stuff, and you'd be like, oh yeah, the moral of the story is. So yeah, for sure with Cosby, you kind of saw that, like when Theo's like debating whether or not he's going to do drugs or like, you know what I mean? Like drink that weekend. It's like, yeah. So you got those ones where it's like, whoa, yeah, like maybe you shouldn't. But I was never like,
obviously that didn't faze you.
I was never like, what would Bill do? Like if I was here right now, like, or not Bill. I didn't even, what was his name on the show?
Cliff.
Yeah. No. I was never to the point where like TV really affected my real life. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm kind of always like, when people are like, he was like my dad growing up. I'm like, how would your dad be your dad, man? Like,
they probably didn't have a dad then.
That's like Kyrie. Remember when they asked, like, has LeBron been a good father figure to you? Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, father figure?
Yeah.
He's
what like, are you talking about?
He's like, I only know one father, and that's my something-something, Kyrie Irving or something like that. Yeah. That's what that reminds
me of. Oh, man. It's crazy. Around that, they were talking of, what's his name? Steven Adams.
Oh, yeah, but the toughest guy in the NBA.
He's like, the GMs ranked you the toughest guy in the league. He's like, oh, do I win anything? Do I get a bonus or anything? How do they know that I'm the toughest guy in the league? Like, yeah, second was like Draymond Green. Oh, okay. Okay, what about this? Like, he's just like, what's the purpose?
He's totally dismissive of it.
Yeah, what's the purpose of this, right?
Seems like doesn't really.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. He said it's like a dumb thing to rank. Like, how do you even measure that? Like, okay, well, whatever. It makes no sense to me, but I guess everyone was bored when they were making these rankings.
That's right. All right, number four on the wrist. On the list here. Who we got?
That's you?
I got number four.
You want me to go? I'll go.
You can go.
I'll throw LeBron up there for number four.
Whoa.
Number four, LeBron James.
Why LeBron?
I think it was – he's powerful right now, man, LeBron. You can't – like right now, he's in Hollywood and whatnot. Plus that cap shirt he wore, that was dope. Like
that makes him powerful.
He's using his power for good,
on
man.
On the minority hit list, you're telling me? He's not. He could be number one. I could make an argument, but number four, LeBron. Shout out using that platform for good.
Jordan never did.
Quick one, but ooh.
Jordan never did what?
Never used his platform.
Didn't need to.
Ooh. All right, or number three.
Or could he have? And he just fucked up because he didn't.
Yeah, he's too busy gambling to spend any time on anyone else besides
too
himself,
busy,
man.
Too busy smoking cigars. But...
crazy.
Number three.
I got Kanye West.
Kanye West, number three.
Now, the reason why I have Kanye West is because he just proves a point on how much power this guy has just by the words he says. And you just listen to it and you're just like, what is this guy even talking about? But yet, you know, people listen and they glue in and they believe everything that he says. And like, I don't know if you guys went to the last Kanye West show that he's done, but man, I was looking at his shirts, like they were like spray painted. There was like a $90 shirt with his mother on it. It's like, you're paying $90 for a shitty ass shirt. You know, just stuff like that, right? Like, it just shows that, like, it just shows how easy the mind is so weak. And at the same time, how he's taking full advantage with his stupidity and it's working so well, right?
Well, that's crazy now that you say that, because that even clicked for me. I went to the last Kanye show. I wasn't going to buy a ticket. I kind of thought about it, then I passed on it, got a call. My friend had a box. He's like, come down, come watch the show with me. I'm like, okay, for sure. Watch the show, and I was super surprised by how many young people there was there. Like, it was sold out. The floor was packed.
It was ridiculous.
Right?
He said it was the best show of the tour. He's like, you guys are probably the rowdiest of the tour.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people were like moshing down on the floor, which I didn't
understand.
Yeah,
I was on the floor.
Songs.
That was the worst spot to get.
But
I was looking up. My fucking neck hurt, man.
What I'm asking now, though, is what do you guys think would happen if he had a show like next month?
I wouldn't go.
Or a couple months. Would it still have the same crowd? Would he still draw the same crowd?
I think so.
Oh, easily. Probably even more.
I think so. I think he would definitely, it would be the same, probably about the same crowd.
So then he's doing...
He would probably lose a lot of the people coming for albums 1 through 5.
Yeah.
1 through 4.
Like all the old heads.
Well, no, yeah, but at the same time, like, those are his musically, you know, I would say his top-rated stuff.
Would he still sell out?
He would still, easily. I think he would sell out right
away. So is he doing anything wrong, then, is the next question. Like, at the end of the day, he wants to throw a concert.
He's doing a lot of things wrong.
At the end of the day, he wants to throw a concert and he wants to sell it out. If you're telling me he's able to do that.
Well, don't get me wrong. Music-wise, he could do it anytime. He's like in that era, no problem. In that genre, no problem. But when it comes to other things, politically, even just him thinking in general, is just don't.
Seems like he doesn't think things through fully. A lot of people are going against him now. If you've seen that.
Yeah.
So like he's Ebro.
Like he's not a smart person.
Well, I like
music wise, he could be great.
Going to what B said though, like I heard Snoop come out and just bash him. But just I think it might have even been today.
Swiss Beats was going in on him. I don't know if you heard that.
No, I didn't hear the Swiss Beats thing. But today I just heard Snoop says he forgave him now. So what I'm wondering is, because we're kind of saying he couldn't do it, or he's starting to do the wrong thing.
If Snoop told you to just say fuck you, Bell, would you give a shit?
If Snoop told me to fuck off?
Yeah.
If he knew you, you'd probably be like, yo, fuck, right?
If he knew you and he was like, yo, Bell, fuck you.
Nah, like.
You would
be care?
I'd take my longboard out to the LBC and we'd have to talk
it
out.
I would not give a shit.
We'd have to hash it out, man.
I would not give a shit.
Why wouldn't you give a shit?
Why would you care if someone just told you to fuck you?
Well, it depends. You said if he knew you. So that's that's someone you have a relationship with.
Okay.
And it's Snoop, who's like, you know, influential. You probably have a relationship because you respect the dude.
I'm not trying to defend Kanye here, but at the same time, if Kanye truly believes what he believes in, what's so wrong about that part, right?
Yeah, but maybe you're like, you're going down a slippery slope, and wouldn't you want your friend to kind of reel you back in?
What did he say? What was he saying that?
I think it's just the fact of saying anything, because a lot of the time in music like this, like, especially among, you know, black artists or whatever, they always support each other in whatever anyone says, really, right? So it's kind of like the way anyone goes against him, it's like people are like, oh, well, this hasn't ever happened before. Like Swiss Beats, like a premier producer like that. Just people, seems like people don't really want to work with him, just kind of shunning him. Like, you know, the whole Kaepernick thing, how he wants an interview or like a meeting at the White House, like he's pushing for it. But, you know, Kaepernick's side or, you know, they're like, no, like they're adamantly are like, fuck no, right? Because they just want that picture op. And then after that, Kaepernick's pretty much nothing. It's like Trump won type thing, right? It's like Kanye doesn't think about what's...
No.
What the full thing is, right? No.
Number two.
Patrick Mahomes. Ooh. Patrick Mahomes, number two. NFL football Showtime. Is back. Showtime. Big time. Mahomes. Did you see the game? He moved the football from his right hand, his dominant hand.
With Von Miller behind him.
Oh. Put it in his left hand and threw a completed pass. He doesn't throw with his left hand. He throws with his right hand. And he threw a completed pass with his off hand. Football's back.
That's the first time I've seen that in a while, actually.
Football's back. I've seen Favre do it.
That's what makes him number two?
I think Rodgers might have tried it. He's got the NFL look. He's a rookie.
In Denver. They're 4-0.
Sophomore year. Exactly. Sophomore year. 4-0. He's putting up all kinds of records. Quarterback's back. And he's got the craziest, weirdest voice you've ever heard.
Nope.
And, yeah.
Because he had the craziest laugh.
He's got the craziest laugh. No.
Cool. Oh, is that number? Is that going to be number one?
No.
Oh, we should have. We might have missed it. Actually, Kawhi's out of it. I would say
Kawhi's out of it. That could have been last.
Hey, let's wait till we get further on to this Raptors season.
That could have been last week.
Are you telling me you're not impressed by what Mahomes is doing right now?
I am, but I think we've seen it before.
No,
we haven't. It's historically haven't. Man, he never put up these kind of numbers.
But okay. We'll wait and see.
Are you telling me this is a system like, oh, he's got Tyreek Hill, he's got Kelsey, so that's why this guy's doing it?
No. I'm just saying. It happens all the time.
Seems like you believe that, man. No one said that at all. Oh. What's number one?
Hey, that helps, but I mean, he's crushing it right now.
Number one, Eric Reed.
Eric Reed, ooh. Number one.
I think that's a big game changer.
Minority power ranking.
Yeah, big game changer.
That's a game changer, yeah. That is. That's big.
He got signed.
Got signed with the Panthers.
But... he's still suing for collusion. He's that's part all right. of that suit.
There is collusion.
That's even a bigger one.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Isn't it crazy that he's still going through with his suit? That's a boss move. He's not worried about it.
How much money you've lost.
Only because, like, especially with Kaepernick getting traction with his suit, you throw another one behind that, it might help. So how do we have all these guys related to Kaepernick, but we never put Kaepernick on the list?
Because, again, Kaepernick's great. Now Kaepernick hasn't... it's
3
gone.
Weeks ago at Nike, yeah, would have been number ago. One.
It would have been number one.
All right, I like the minority pie rankings.
We're going with the weekly. Why do you got to say minority? It's black and brown pie rankings, man.
Because next week, man, I want to put on my favorite spot on there, man.
I'm not here next week, by the way.
No, minority power rankings, we can put on whoever on there.
I'm gone next week, man. How are you going to do the rankings?
Call it, man.
You're going to phone me? I'm going to be at the game, man.
What game are you going to?
Got a Raptors and Celtics, baby. Ooh.
This guy's always leaving somewhere.
Row 10, man. I'm always leaving somewhere. Yeah. Row 10, baseline.
That's going to be hype. Me, Nabatia,
Terrell Owens, man.
Terrell Owens.
Did I tell you that time?
Nav the singer, man.
What are you talking about right now?
With Terrell
you got a Terrell Owens story?
Yeah.
Thirst World exclusive.
Gotcha.
Haven't you told us on here?
I can't remember.
I don't think you have.
So
T.O. story.
So I went to... I went to, when did the Raptors make the conference finals against the Cavs?
Don't ask years, man. Everyone's in
I'm going to say 3 years ago.
I think this was 2 years. No, because last year they got swept, and then the year before that they went 4-2.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, I went to game 3 and 4 in Toronto.
Okay.
Which they won both games, right?
Oh, no, that was 3 years ago then.
3 years ago, yeah.
3 years ago.
So we went to this club first night, right?
Okay.
So after the game, we're all going crazy because what's his name was killing it? Biombo. Was it Biombo?
Yeah,
he was killing it, right? Yeah. So we go to this club after, get this table, you know, have a good time, we're drinking. Who's next to us? Terrell Owens in his own section.
Holy shit. That's my guy, man.
So we give him
You're
drinks.
A 49ers fan too, so you must have been insane.
Yeah. So we're like, I was like, oh shit. Like, you know, the typical, like, you're like, oh fuck, right? So, you know, he's just talking to us, having a good time. We're sharing drinks. He's telling us stories. We're telling him, hey, man, like, we're just insane, at the Raptors game. Man. You know, he was mentioning he was there. And who shows up with them? comes out of nowhere. Nabatia in a fucking Raptors jersey in the club, man.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. All I could think of was like, man, like go home, fuck. You got roti, man. You got to eat some roti.
In a Raptors jersey?
In a Raptors jersey, man. But so we're all drinking.
Caribbean rotis.
Huh?
Caribbean rotis.
Sure. So we're all drinking, have a good time. We end up leaving and we're like, hey, man, we'll see you sometime soon, right? Sometime soon turned the next day.
Fuck off.
So we go to this other club. I can't remember the name. I honestly can't remember. But it was nice. He was there. Seems like we're right next to
Did he recognize you guys?
Recognized us, yeah. We start laughing. So we fucking start drinking and shit.
Holy
like that.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's like a one of
my,
favor,
like,
man.
Oh, man. No kidding. Yeah. That's like one of my like dream come trues, yeah. man.
So later on that night Holy was the Raptors fuck. Game. Or sorry. The next day we went was the Raptors game, right? So this was Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
It was Thursday. We went out Friday. Saturday was game four. Right? So we go to the game. You know, we're probably like 15th row, lower bowl. He was where Nabatia is, and he comes walking in the back, walking up the stairs. I'm like, oh shit. And this guy comes, we all start drinking at this like section that he had. We just got
fuck turned off, up, man.
Yeah.
I gotta start hanging out with this guy.
Had
a
good
more,
time,
man.
Holy fuck. He's like, hey, man. He's like, I had such a blast. He's like, you guys were good.
Wasn't Ocho Cinco there, you were saying?
He was there.
Did you know they're fucking cousins?
Yeah, they're cousins.
That makes sense.
They're
I see it.
They're cousins, yeah.
Like, talk about that family, though. Like, just genes running through. Like, insane, man. Fuck. But, yeah, I'm going next week, too. Wherever this guy's going, I'm going, too. So, B, you got the pod by yourself, man.
I'm ready to go.
Toronto is Raptors,
been.
Man.
Holy that's what it should have been for.
Second game of the season,
CEO man. Story on you. Thirst World exclusive right
second
there.
Game of the season. It's going to be good to go.
Did you ask him if McNabb actually threw up, man?
No. I just told him my favorite video game was NFL 2K5.
So let's recap the power rankings.
That's all I had to say to him.
Number five, Bill Cosby.
I don't understand what Bill. These rankings don't make sense, but I'm quite enjoying it though.
Number four. LeBron James.
Number three.
Who did we have number three?
Fuck.
You don't remember number three? Seriously? What did you drink it over there that you don't remember number three?
I don't remember.
You had a little rum there. What else you got in there?
Who was number three?
Kanye.
Oh, yeah, I Kanye West. Yeah, yeah.
Number two.
Number two. Patrick
Showtime.
Mahomes.
Number one is Manny Pacquiao, right?
If we had minority power rankings, that for sure. And number one.
Eric Reed.
That caps it off. I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
Top five. Every week, honestly, I feel like next week, none of these guys are going to stay on there.
No.
Eric Reed's going to fall off the face of the earth.
Eric Reed will probably get waived by this week.
Yeah. Don't say that, man. We need him. We need him on those front lines.
Are we going to change it up and do a different ranking every
what do you mean?
Every week?
What do you mean? Like different theme?
Yeah.
That was actually sick.
You want that?
So we did black and brown, so like brown and Asian power ranking next week? Or?
Same thing.
We should just go minority power ranking, yo. You could do anyone. You could that's do like true. A minority. You could do like
all right.
Fucking Manny Pacquiao, whoever you
no,
want.
No, I would never put him up there.
Pacquiao.
You just witnessed the launching of the Minority Power Ranking. No other podcast is doing Minority Power Ranking. We're out here. We're the first. We're on the front lines. Mm-hmm. This is what we do. This is Thirst World Problems.
Top five Karate Kid movies.
We ain't scared.
The Last Karate Kid.
Thirst World
not
Problems. No way. You're on next bottle duty, man.
It's
you got to start
much,
posting.
Not too little, man.
Next that's too little.
Episodes. That's good for next four or five episodes.
Yeah, that's not. Great, yeah, because you're not here, man. No way.
Bell's like, yo, that's not good enough for I fucking come here and have a couple of drinks every night. Like,
listen, you motherfucker. Listen, I don't touch anything in the studio. I don't touch anything in the studio.
I never saw that peach drink right there.
No, I bring stuff downstairs. I bring stuff down here.
What's that peach cobbler over there?
Listen, I don't touch anything in the studio. That's one of my rules, hard and fast, man.
All you do is bring that and fucking do hard and fast with that, man.
These motherfuckers out here, man.
Okay, you know pleasures.
I'm trying to be a legit dude, man, and these guys are just out here.
Who's your...
Who's my what? Thirst World Problems. First thing we're going to do, coming back from this little break is we're going to have these shots.
Who's your man crush movie hero?
Man crush movie hero?
Like a movie, like an actor that you have to go see, doesn't matter what it is. You're just like, fuck, I got to go see him.
I don't really have that, I would say.
You got it. Everyone has it, man.
I didn't have one until now. We have a break for these shots. Let's have these shots, and I'll tell you who it was.
You have one.
Not That's a what gotta we call go a tease, see. Baby. Not a there we go. What do you mean, like that there plays a superhero only?
Not super. Just or in any, general,
an actor that
an actor.
Obviously, you're
in
not
going to
go see every movie an actor puts out.
Pause. Take these shots. Take these shots.
Shit,
take
better not shots. Be fucking. What is this, man? Yo.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is fucking rum and cheese, man.
Oh, what's in that, B? Do you know what that is?
That's a little peach. No, that's stuff that's in Burt Reynolds.
That's a Burt Reynolds right there. Yeah, well, R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yo, that was actually pretty good.
That is a good shot, baby.
Tastes like
a little bit like Splenda in there.
So you're asking me who my movie crush is?
Actor.
Right now.
Actually, I got mine.
I got to flip it. I hated him for a long time. Then he brought out those John Wick movies, man. And I got a puppy, and now I understand it.
All because of John Wick?
John Wick, man. John Wick brought me back, man.
Have you seen pictures for John Wick 3?
I haven't, but I've read some of the plot synopsis. I've been nerding out over a John Wick series.
Apparently there's a crazy scene, like a car chase scene, but he's not in a car. He's on a horse, and it's just apparently it's just super sick.
That sounds like something John Wick would do.
Yeah.
I like those brainless simpleton movies, right?
Yeah, just simpleton movies are the best.
That's
the
job.
Feed the horse a carrot, it can go a million yards away, man.
Only reason you go to Wolf Deer to put Splenda in your fucking Sprite, man.
Splenda on your here. Popcorn?
Yeah.
Sour Kids. I put Sour Kids in my popcorn.
Splenda Sour Kids.
Mine would probably be Split. I like any Denzel movie, man. I love watching Denzel movies.
You like the BBC.
Or I like more, like back in the day, I like Morgan Freeman too.
Ooh, okay.
Morgan Freeman is what I didn't expect to hear.
Always.
Wow.
Shawshank's my favorite
why,
movie.
Why Morgan?
I just like his, just like when, just his voice is just, man, like the way he narrates something or when like he talks, there's like a scene where he's teaching something or saying something. There's so much power behind it. So I don't know. I always liked
that. Have you seen that movie that he was in called Last Vegas?
Last Vegas.
Oh, that's not one where like they're all old and they're like, no, like going like, on a caper or some shit.
It's like him, Michael Douglas.
Yeah,
I forget somebody else. They go to Vegas and just have a good time. And like Jerry Ferrara's in that movie. Shout out to my boy Jerry.
No,
Ferrara.
No, I haven't actually.
And like 50 Cent's in it. It's actually pretty good. Like they just party it up and stuff like that. They get sick sweet.
Because there was like another movie like that where like it's like a whole bunch of old dudes that are doing like one last.
It's called The Hangover, man.
One last hurrah.
Yeah. Interesting.
What's yours? You never even mentioned yours, Nick.
Bro, come on. You know. Ryan Gosling, man.
What's the last movie he was in?
There's a movie coming out.
Yeah, he's coming out in like
that Neil Armstrong movie.
Yeah.
The last movie he was in was...
Breaker High, man.
No. What's that? Shit. That Harrison Ford. That Harrison Ford movie that...
Harrison Ford?
Yeah, it was like back in the 80s, man.
Indiana Jones?
No, he was known
Air Force
for...
Air One? Fuck.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, yeah.
Blade Runner 2049 yeah, the Blade, or whatever.
How dope was Air Force One, man? We gotta go away from what we're talking about. Let's talk about
Air Force
how
One.
Sick
Harrison
that
Ford
was
sick.
Yeah, that's
Harrison Ford
was
sick
he
back
was dope.
In the day.
He was dope.
Fugitive, you know what? I was in the
Fugitive, man? Fugitive was
fugitive
a sick movie.
Fugitive
Air
I like.
Air Force One?
Fugitive I like. Now, Kevin Costner was my guy, man. I like Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Waterworld. Field of Dreams.
That's the worst movie of all time.
Waterworld. Everyone said that, man, but they got a line I'll never forget, man. I never forget it. He'll sneak up behind you and kill you, and he won't even know it until you're dead. That's what that little girl was saying to, like, I don't know, she was, like, kidnapped by these whatever, and she's saying it, and as she finishes saying it, he snuck up behind that guy and just slit his throat so hard.
You know what I mean? Like, say that happened, you're just thinking about what the fuck just happened, and you don't even realize, like, then you realize it's like, fuck. You know what I mean? And by the time you're dead.
Well, that's just it. And, like, this little girl's just, like, so confident that this guy's coming to save her that she's just, like, talking shit to the guy who could easily murder her in a heartbeat. And I don't know why he didn't. But, like, yeah, he'll sneak up behind you and kill you, and you won't even know it till you're dead.
If it was back in the day, like a few years ago, I guess you want to say it.
Back in the day.
It would be Wesley Snipes for me. He's sick, fuck. Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
Think about all those movies he's came in.
Passenger 57.
Passenger, well, classic. I could watch that movie right now. If
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man. Blade.
Blade. The Fan.
The Fan, yeah.
Now I'm done, though.
The Fan, man. I'm done. Trying to stop a terrorist, man. Baseball player trying to stop a terrorist.
I got no more Wesley Snipes movies.
Expendables, man.
Expendables? Who wasn't in the Expendables, yeah, man?
Crazy. Crazy.
I got a question for you guys now. What's the dirtiest, filthiest, grimiest place or drink you've ever had? Like, place you drank or drink you've had? Because I think I'm taking the cake on this one.
Okay, you go first.
So, one of the dirtiest, filthiest drinks that I've ever drank and continue to drink, and I can't tell you for what reason that is called a rum and cheddar.
Man, don't do this to them. Don't do this to the listeners, man.
Okay, before
some
you start,
are driving,
before you start,
they have coffees in their hand, yeah, whatever they're yeah doing, man. Like,
before you start,
make them puke on their fucking leathers,
ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe they'll look.
Ladies and gentlemen,
taste,
beware of what words will come out at anytime soon on this.
I just puked a little bit.
I just got choked up thinking about rum and cheddar. Like,
listen, you've never, you guys haven't had to try one.
What kind of cheddar was it?
Spray can.
Like Swiss cheese?
No,
I'm just,
like,
I'm just imagining the, like,
what's
slices.
Spray can? I've never had spray can.
Singles,
cheddar,
man.
Okay, so this is the way that it works. We're out in, I don't even know, somewhere in the States. You can't even get this here in Canada because they don't approve it on the health.
Yeah, obviously. Right? Yeah.
But we had
clearly your heart approves it.
We had a Texas Mickey of Havana Club because it was the cheapest thing we could find. So Havana Club rum. And then, I don't know, we're walking through the supermarket and they've got these basically like Lysol spray foam kind of things where like, but it's cheese. So you can spray cheese. So like as you're walking through the store, the lady doing a demo is like spraying cheese like on a cracker. We're like, wow, that's actually pretty slick right now, right? Like you're able to spray cheese on a cracker. And we're walking through the supermarket with this Texas Mickey of Havana Club. And dude's like, hey, we got to put this in the shot glass. So what we did is we got a bunch of plastic shot glasses, brought a spray cheese thing, sprayed a whole bunch of cheese into these shot glasses, lined them all up, and then poured it full of the Havana Club.
How many? You mean poured it full, man? How much room could there be left in those plastic shot glasses? Let's be real here.
Well, you go half and half, and then you just take a shot and make sure you get a little bit of the cheese as you pound back the Havana Club.
Wait, but I thought this was a worse drink. This sounds like something you enjoyed.
Oh no! By no means was this enjoyable.
Oh really?
The okay first, like we thought we were going to enjoy it. But like just the way that like the cheese started to congeal with the rum, no. So right now, it's more like a rite of passage. Like if you can survive a rum and cheddar, then you could probably survive anything else. But you met like it's the same kind of thing with like prairie fires and shots like that. There must be shots like that that you guys have with your buddies where you just try to like push it to the limits, man.
Yeah, Bacardi 151.
Honestly, like I don't try to explore drinks like that. Like, I don't like...
You guys, you had a weird shot at your shindig you had over the summer. I don't know even what it was.
What drink?
It was like...
Te a la peg, man.
I think that might be what it is.
La pate a la peg?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That was like just moonshine straight from India.
Oh, no. It was at the actual thing where you like pour... Like, you had a whole bunch of them poured.
Oh, okay. So it's called a Gold Cup shot.
Okay, so yeah. What's in that?
So basically, a normal golcape is like, it's like a puff. It's like a puff shell. You poke a hole in it, and you put this like,
pretty much a clam shell, but a lot smaller, obviously.
Yeah, but you can eat it, and then you pour it, and you're supposed to put like chickpeas and stuff, and it's watery based, but the water is supposed to be spicy, right? But then you fuse alcohol on it, and it makes it even more spicy.
Yeah, well, yeah, the texture threw me off.
It threw you off completely? Like you didn't like it?
Yeah. I mean, I did a few of them, but...
How many? What's a few?
I only did three.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
No. That's a lot, actually.
Yeah. That's not.
That's equivalent of like five drinks.
What's equivalent of three drinks? A shot.
No, no.
You didn't know what was in there?
But an Indian.
I had no idea what was in there.
An Indian shot is not a normal shot.
Okay, well.
You need to have a really, like, on its last life, liver, bad kidneys, bad body, bad heart. You just got, that's the only way you can absorb these things. If you have, everything else is clean, man, you're not going to survive.
What about you, B?
But you didn't like it, though? It wasn't spicy?
It's the texture. It's the texture.
Well, you had three, so obviously you liked it.
Well, I wanted, hey, I went in Rome, right? Went in Rome. What's that mean? It means, hey, I'm going to hang out. If I'm here, I'm going to do what we got to do.
Yeah, but you could have got any. You could have got other drinks.
I also did.
I had other drinks lined up.
I wanted to try some something new, and you know,
and it was new.
Go with that. Oh, it was.
Would you ever
new.
Do it again?
No time soon.
Fuck. All I think about when you say that is just like, you know, it's like singles like sandwiches cheese. Where
like
you, they're like
Kraft singles?
Yeah, they're like individually packaged.
Like
yeah.
Processed
I just
cheese.
Imagine you like just fucking taking a shot and just taking that whole pack in your mouth. And
yeah, it's way worse than that. It feels way more plasticky. I might have a can upstairs. You might be able to do some of these. We might be able to do some on air.
You know, I know be, you love that shit, man. Don't
you
want
to do one on air?
It,
you know,
it'd be
don't nice.
Try to make it like you haven't.
You know,
it'd
be nice.
Okay, I'm gonna go get it. We're gonna do one on air.
Hold on. No, you would be. You know, it'd be nice right now. Let me talk for a second. You would be nice right now if you had like. Not super hot like coffee, but like just like a just enough just to pound back that warmth, and you put a nice Hershey's Kiss in there. Let that thing melt.
That'd be pretty good. Yeah.
Throw it back. Yeah, oh, that'd, fuck, be, that'd be pure fire, man. Pure fire.
That's
I might it. Have to do that tomorrow, man.
That's the ending right there. That's the ending to this pod.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram at Thirst World Pod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.
Have you done rowing? Fuck. Man, when I first started, I couldn't even do a minute.
What the fuck?
It's crazy, man. Think about it, man. You're pushing like this, right?
Oh, your hamstrings.
And you're fucking rowing, man. You're actually rowing shit. Back, and you're going on the heaviest thing.
Shoulders.
I couldn't do a minute. Now I can do a half an hour, man.
You're like a Halloween fucking Woo! Walking Halloween, man.
Woo!
Yo, fuck that.
Let's get it.
You got it?
Let's get it. Let's get it. Boys, you're in for a fucking grimy time right here.
Fuck, man. I was doing so well fucking eating properly and shit.
B, let's go.
I was like 198. I'm trying to stay under 210 all winter and shit.
Oh, where's the shot glasses? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Bell coming at you from behind the mic with the grimiest drink ingestion on air that any podcast has ever done. We've got live rum and cheddars. We might even broadcast this on our Instagram while we do this, just so you can see some fucking reactions here. It's going to be grimy.
Can I have your Wi-Fi password?
Yeah, I'll just put that on the...
Put that on the air, please.
Oh, look at that. Look what just came out of that.
Yo,
boys.
That's gross.
Boys, take a look at that. Just
what is
straight
that?
Cheddar.
What
that is
that?
A straight congealed cheddar,
yo, that's actually
bro.
A cheese. I'm not eating that. What the fuck is that?
Oh, here we go, bros. Here we go. So I'll get
you,
real close to
the mic.
How'd
you bring this cheese back?
Over the border,
yo,
man.
Yo, don't put your finger on the tip, man.
Yeah,
it has to go there.
I don't want that.
Yo, fuck the cheese, man. I'll eat anything but your fucking... Your
that's how you spray
that
it.
I don't know where your finger's been. Probably
I'll fucking eat
fucking
off the
asshole,
ground. I'll eat off fucking outside of the grass, man, before I eat that. What your fingers have been. There's a high probability that this guy is fucking picking his ass.
High probability, please.
You were waiting for me that long, you were picking
yeah.
your ass, man.
Yeah.
You gotta shake it, man.
Yo, fucking.
There's the shake, 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 shake.
And light it up. You
PS4
gotta put, you gotta light it up first.
Imagine the germs on his PS4 controller, man.
Oh!
Yo, that's disgusting, bro. I'm not drinking that.
How do you even drink
that's
that?
A Halloween voice right there. Yo, you can't even drink that.
That's no different than the Palangana Peng.
I think you're making this up, man. I think you're making this up. Fuck?
Oh, easy, bro. Easy. Wait till the rum hits it, brah.
I wish I finished that.
Pass me the Bacardi. Let's do this. Dirtiest live shot on air. Get your phone out, bro. Rum and cheddar.
Oh, man. I'm not having
you
that.
Got
that
to.
Sick, man. Yeah, I'm not having that.
Yeah, that's for the pod, bro. That, bro, it's for the pod. That, bro, it's for the pod.
That's
what the people want to see.
That looks like someone took a shit on my fucking cup, man.
So don't be a little bitch, man. Let's do this
took
shit.
A dump in there, man. Now I gotta take a shot.
Yeah,
at
it's all murky and shit.
It's a rum and cheddar. You don't gotta fucking lick it clean. You just take your shot, brah. Look, I even gave you the little one. It doesn't smell any different. Hey, we still got some shit to do here, so don't get all dressed up, man. Holy fuck, this kid, man. We're gonna have some drinks and shit. You said. Holy, you wanted a rum and cheddar. Now you're getting a rum and cheddar, brah. It tastes like cheddar. You're good.
This guy likes it. This guy likes it. Hey,
go on.
Raise it up. Let me get...
Put that on your package.
Fucking reactions here.
Dude, this looks like shit, man. Look.
Don't look. That's always the rule of shots.
Like fucking cock right there, man.
The rule of shots is you never look, bruh.
Oh my God. There's nasty, a fucking bro. Dick in
Mine
my
looks
drink.
Like a pretzel, man. Look at that. Just sitting
I'd rather have that. Mine looks like a fucking dick, man.
Where's the Bacardi?
It literally looks like a fucking Mutombo, man. Just right in my fucking cup.
It looks like a Mutombo? Alright.
African dick.
Thirst World Problems. Coming at you behind the mic. We're doing rum and cheddars. This is the grossest shit you can do.
Side,
same shit. Grossest shit you can do. Make sure you get cheddar in there. Let's go.
I'm gonna puke, man. I swear.
It's smooth.
Yeah, it's
Let's
smooth.
Go.
You haven't
I'm waiting for you guys. I don't want to finish it on myself. I didn't want to. Look at that. I didn't want
to. Yo, that's nasty, bro.
I didn't want to finish it all about you guys.
Man, you wasted perfectly good.
Take the shot.
Hours,
take
wasted,
the shot.
Wasted perfectly.
Take the shot.
Give me a bucket, man.
Seriously. Just take the shot.
I can't do it, man.
Take the shot. Don't be a bitch, man. Oh, there it is. It just tastes like a little cheese whiz. Take the shot, man.
Oh, what the fuck?
Take the shot. Let's go.
No, I'm going to throw up. Seriously.
No, you're not going to throw up.
Am,
don't
man.
Be a little bitch,
I
man.
I am.
Do it for the pod.
Okay, if I throw up, I'm going to throw up in
here. All right. Do it for the pod, man.
Just to puking it all out. Just swallow it, man.
Hashtag bitch.